My name's Sylvia May. I'm working with Frackfree Isle of Wight, and I'm here today to inform people about what's happening regarding government proposals for changing to planning for fracking exploration and also for fracking development. And basically what they're saying is that fracking exploration should be allowed to be permitted development, which is the kind of thing that you would use to put up a garden shed. Yeah. You don't need to go to the council, you don't need to worry about it. And also, they also want the development of fracking to come under what they call the Nationally Significant Infrastructure Project, which basically means that they will make the decision whether development happens or not. Now, our concerns are not about fracking, although we're Frack-Free Isle of White, and we're trying to stop exploration across the whole south of the island. We're here because we feel this is an erosion of local government. The full council are meeting. I went to the cabinet meeting on Wednesday last and discovered that there is actually going to be a motion at the council meeting about this whole situation. And the councils across the UK, across England, I should say, are being asked to respond to a consultation that the government have put out, two consultations, one on permitted development for exploration and one on NSIPs. And we are here asking people to contact their councillors before that meeting and ask them to vote against permitted development and against the infrastructure idea for fracking. Because it's not just about fracking. We feel that this could open the door for more major projects in the future being decided by government rather than our local council. And it doesn't matter what party you belong to or what council it is. We as a community and our council should have the right to be able to decide what is good for our own area. And also what's interesting is that the local government select committee, which was doing an investigation into planning for fracking, they are also suggesting to the government that this should not happen. And that's their own committee. So we're just hoping that we can prevent this from happening because we're afraid it will open the door to other projects like housing, major industrial development across the island. And so we want to nip it in the bud.
Good. Can we just go back to the fracking issue?
Yeah.
Can you tell us how would that, or how are those plans, if it was PD or you know if it went through the government, how would they impact the island?
Well, it's interesting. Another side of this story is the fact that our PEDL is for oil at the moment, we believe. The thing is, though, that the way that they would extract that oil is not conventional. It's an unconventional method. But at the moment, the government does not recognise that. So we have made contact with Lee Rowley, who held a parliamentary debate on Wednesday, and Mr. Seeley was there, and he has voiced concern about this whole idea of PD. We've asked Mr. Rowley if he will consider making unconventional oil extraction the same level of concern as fracking. So although we're being told, no, that we won't frack here, we don't actually know until they explore. They might explore and then say, well, actually, we might need to frack here. So we don't want to allow that process. Because even Lee Rowley said at his debate on Wednesday, this isn't just something like a track rolling up and they will drill a hole and see if there's oil there. This could take 5 years. And the devastation, the industrial devastation that would happen just for exploration is just as bad as if they were drilling for major production. And we've got sites right across the south of the island. So if this was to go through, it would basically mean they could drill across the south of the island wherever they want to explore for oil. And we have to stop that happening.
And remind us again, Wednesday.
So Wednesday, on Wednesday the 19th, that's the coming Wednesday, the full council meeting is meeting and they are going to have on their agenda a motion basically stating that the council should oppose permitted development and inclusion in the NSIP scheme. And we are hoping that everybody who might be listening will contact their councillor and ask them to support that motion to prevent permitted development happening. So although this isn't just about drilling on our island, if people feel that they don't know enough about it, even though we have been doing presentations for the last 3 years, you can go to our website, which is www.frackfreeisleofwight.org, and you'll find a lot of information there, and you'll also find information about permitted development and how you can respond to the consultation yourself. And by the way, the consultation closes in October, so there isn't a lot of time.
Okay.
Thank
Get
you.
On.